The city received the $1.25 million appropriation from the legislature last year. The money comes from a fund generated by the state's cruise ship passenger head tax, so it has to be spent on related projects. The original plan was to upgrade the Petromarine fuel dock with mooring dolphins and a new fendering system to more safely accommodate the larger cruise ships that tie up there in the summertime. However, the Harbor Advisory Board, representatives of the cruise lines and other dock users eventually recommended the city design and seek funding for a $4.7 million plan that would expand the whole dock. The city council rejected that proposal in December. Instead, councilors decided to design a project for the money they already had, with room for expansion in the future if the city received more head tax money. The major cruise line that visits Petersburg favors the dock expansion for better moorage and better access for passengers and buses. As he updated the council on the issue Tuesday night, City Manager Rich Underkoffler read from a letter by Cruise West Representative Larry Johansson.
A concern is to allow access for the buses and the trucks to stage close to the dock and for passengers to be separated from other operations on the dock, be they fish or fuel related. Upland vehicle access should be looked at, especially allowing enough room for a bus to turn around. Also, we have been asked to consider staying longer in Petersburg so that local merchants might benefit. A longer dock would allow us to hopefully do that without us being asked to leave after we take on fuel.
At the same time, the main lease on the dock is held by Petromarine, and the company has told the city it does not support any of the improvements if it will mean an increase in rent for the lease. The city would see an increase in insurance and depreciation costs with the improvements, according to Underkoffler, who said all these issues led the Harbor Advisory Board last week to recommend postponing any more design work on the project until the city can secure more money from the state's head tax fund. Councillor Bob Nilsen thought the city should at least plan for the basic upgrade.
We still have the problem with a couple of dolphins on each end of the deal. I don't know when they're going to find out where they get an appropriation for more money for that dock, and I have no problem building a dock if it doesn't cost us any money.
Yeah.
But if we find out we're not getting money, we better be planning on putting a couple of dolphins out there, because if that dock gets hit ever regularly, and then they need to tie up different docks.
Even if the city received more state money for the full dock expansion, Councillor Melinda Hofstad emphasized what she saw as the long-term costs to the harbor of maintaining, insuring, and eventually replacing the larger facility. Hofstad was concerned the harbor does not bring in enough money to cover those costs.
And that means rates go up for all the harbor users, for all the commercial users, all the little sport fishermen, all the locals. It goes up to have that dock.
Hofstad said she supported tourism, but she questioned whether the dock improvements would benefit the town enough to be worth potential costs to harbor users. While the project could impact the harbor's bottom line, Councillor Lee Corio stressed the importance of bringing visitor industry business to Petersburg's downtown.
We can't think in terms of dichotomy. We have to think in terms of the collective impact on our city, and we gain sales tax. And, of course, we gain cash flow into our community, which is very important for the future of our downtown businessmen. So we got to bear that in mind, too. We have to look at the whole picture.
Councillor Mark Jensen thought the bigger dock expansion could be valuable to Petersburg if it meant cruise ship visitors could spend more than just 4 hours in town and on local charters and tours.
People come, they decide they want to go to the glacier, for instance, on a boat. They go over, they come back, they get back on the ship, and they leave town. If they could stay 8 hours, they could come back and maybe go on a bus ride out the road, or just more options.
At the same time, the Alaska tourism industry is projecting a serious downturn in the face of international economic woes. If cruise lines visiting Petersburg want the town to build a larger dock, Councillor Sarah Stoner thought they should be willing to commit to a certain amount of time in Petersburg.
They're the ones that are putting in a lot of requests, and that's part of the reason why it went from 1.25 million to 4.7.
Mm-hmm.
So if they want to make all these requests, because initially it was 1.25, and that was to fix what's really wrong with it, like Bob was saying,
mm-hmm.
you know, for the safety reasons of the dock, that probably would cover the bare essentials. But when we had a committee and they all got together and looked at it, people started adding things into it until it got to 4.7 million. So if they want to start adding things into it, maybe they should look at making an agreement with us.
There's no money in the governor's budget for the dock improvements this year, but Petersburg has put in a legislative request for another $3.5 million to round out the $4.7 million for the full expansion, but no one on the council proposed moving forward with the actual design at this point, so the project appears to be on hold for now. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.